There's an archaeological dig getting underway at one of Europe's most important battlefields, Waterloo in Belgium. That's where the French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte was finally defeated in 1815 at the hands of the British and their allies. The archaeological team includes 24 British and Dutch modern-day military veterans who are using the experience to help with their post-traumatic stress disorder. Mark Evans is a former British Army officer and Afghanistan veteran who co-founded the Waterloo Uncovered organization in 2015.
I mean, Waterloo Uncovered, I think, has helped me in the fact that, you know, I've been very lucky to be able to work with a lot of my former comrades and been able to, you know, help them in the recoveries. You know, when I got involved in it, I was lucky enough to be a little bit sort of further down the line than some of the guys that we have out with us. Archaeology that we do here allows them an opportunity to be involved in a project with a clear purpose. Because it's a military battlefield that we're excavating, actually the information and the knowledge that they bring to the project is really, really helpful. I mean, archaeologists are really good at archaeology, but the veterans bring this sort of military information that adds and helps out with the interpretation. On top of that, you know, wherever you're outside, you're working in teams and all these kind of things that are really good for your sort of health, self-esteem and your well-being. And for a lot of the guys who come on the project, these are things that they've lost, whether it's through injury or illness, or in most cases through leaving the army, and that's feeling, having that sort of sense that they've lost, loss of purpose, loss of support. So coming back out on a project like this is a really important way, an effective way to reinvigorate them. And a lot of guys who come out here often say it was a real turning point, an opportunity for them to feel like they were the person that they used to know.
I mean, in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder, is there something in particular with the work you're doing, you know, digging up a past battlefield that does help veterans perhaps with PTSD?
In my own experience of PTSD, talking about these things is one of the most important things in helping you get through it. However, sometimes people find themselves in situations where they're going through therapy and they can find the sort of traditional therapy quite confrontational because you're dealing directly with issues and sort of hard work. So there is definitely something there with what we're doing, that having veterans, having them talking about a battle a long time ago, talking about the things that happened to other people a long time ago, allows them to actually talk about their own experiences in a sort of in a positive and interesting fashion and in a non-direct way, which is definitely beneficial.
So any new soldier is taught about the past glories of their new unit. You served in the Coldstream Guards. One of your regiment's most famous actions was at Waterloo. What do words like glory and honor mean to you today?
In the context of my own military experiences?
Yeah.
I think of war as not necessarily being quite as glorious as I did when I was a younger man. War to me, I think sadly it's still necessary, and I'm still very glad that there are other people out there who take on that responsibility, you know, on my behalf. I like to think there may be a day where it isn't necessary. What's really interesting about what we do, you know, we're studying a battle, we're using war in a positive way to try and help people and also try and educate people about what it's like to be in the military and what it's like to go to war, and the realities of it. So it's not just the good, but also the bad.
Mark Evans is a former British Army officer and Afghanistan veteran. He's been speaking with us from Waterloo. Thanks for your service, Mark, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.